The first Cuban political prisoner granted asylum in the Czech Republic has arrived with his family and relatives in his host country. The dissident, who spent 6 out of 7 years in prison in solitary confinement, hid out at the regime in his homeland and thanked the Czech Republic for its solidarity. Chris Johnstone has the details.
Ronaldo Jiménez Posada arrived in Prague on Tuesday with his wife and son, together with his brother and niece. The delegation meeting him at the airport included Czech Interior Minister Radek Jon. Just a few days earlier, he had still been in his 7th year in prison, following a crackdown on dissidents by the regime of Fidel Castro in 2003. Mr. Posada was jailed for writing and putting up posters critical of the government. He said that 6 of his 7 years were spent in solitary confinement and how frequent beatings were dealt out to him and other political prisoners. And he described the decision to release him, together with 52 other political prisoners, on condition that they quit the country, as delayed justice rather than any humanitarian act.
We were prisoners of conscience. We do not consider this gesture of the government to be any kind of special humanitarian one. Basically, we did not do anything apart from one thing, and that was fighting for our rights.
Ronaldo's wife, La Maciel, an independent journalist, also spent 5 months behind bars for her contacts with foreign human rights organisations and local dissident groups. One of her frequent contacts was the Czech-based charity People in Need. It was that connection, together with the offer in July by Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg to offer political asylum to up to 10 Cuban political dissidents, that helped pave the way for the 11-hour flight from Cuba to Prague. In contrast to most of the other Cuban political prisoners recently released, who have chosen to go to Spain, the extended Posada family opted for the Czech Republic, although they only speak Spanish. Mr. Posada said that in prison he had read translations of Czech anti-communist dissident Václav Havel's essay, The Power of the Powerless, which pinpoints the powers of dissidents against a seemingly invincible regime. And he thanked the Czech Republic for the help it had given to Cuban dissidents.
We are grateful for the way that the Czech government has shown its solidarity, not just regarding myself, but for all the people of Cuba.
Since the fall of communism in 1989, the Czech Republic has felt an obligation to help dissidents in other communist regimes and has put Cuba high on its list of foreign affairs priorities. Unlike Spain, the former colonial power, which has sought to encourage changes by connecting with the Cuban regime, Prague has taken the opposite view, calling for a tough line against it.
My colleague Chris Johnstone reporting.